It's time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services with Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a steamy day today. Another steamy day. I don't know about all of you, but we got hammered with a storm last night. And it's just rain here. But, it just washes everything away. And we have fresh days the next day. So I guess it's all good. So I'm just reminding everybody on our show today, this is your chance to get a free reading. So take advantage of it. Call in this morning. The number is 717-637-0052. I have a special guest this morning. She's another medium, and we will both be taking your questions and doing live on-air reading. So this is a great opportunity for you to get a free mini reading. So give us a call. The number here again is 717-637-0052. So now it's my great pleasure to introduce Lynn Van Praagh Groten. And Lynn is a beautiful, beautiful person who I met at a spirit festival earlier this year. And she sort of got started on her path. She met a woman who told her she is a bridge between worlds. And that was it. It was that simple phrase that connected for her on that journey that she's been on and the road that she continues to travel. Lynn likens this calling to being on the precipice of an abyss, hearing whispers and seeing images of those that are desperately looking for someone to hear them. She stands on that bridge with her arms outstretched to embrace and give voice to those who need to speak and deliver to those here on earth in pain messages of love and comfort. So she's very clear in her role as a messenger. I always tell people, we are just the messenger. And Lynn always seeks confirmation for her messages before delivery. She has a way about her that comforts even the most fearful or skeptical and promotes an overall atmosphere of calm and peace. And I know you'll just feel it from her. So let's just bring Lynn on. Welcome, Lynn.
Well, hello. How are you, Jackie? Thank you for having me.
Well, we're great here. I said it's like we had that rain. You know, you get all those negative ions. Everything's crisp and new. And are you having lots of rain up there in New York?
Yes, we are. Of course, with the heat and everything else. We did have rain this morning, but as soon as it rains, then the humidity comes back on again. So it's like a back and forth roller coaster going on here also.
Yeah, I remember years ago we were at a bed and breakfast up in New York, and there were people there from California, and they were visiting colleges. You know, with their kids,
right.
And they just had no idea about the humidity. They this is oppressive. How do you guys live in this?
Right. It usually is a bad hair day on middays. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm the same way. I was driving in here this morning to the studio, and I thought, oh my gosh, it's another one of those days where I'll get in there and I'll just like frizz out.
Yep, definitely. I keep looking for all different products to kind of keep the hair kind of slick, but it's not happening. Just got to go with the natural look. That's
yeah,
all.
I am too, Lynn. I'm a low product person.
Yeah.
So. Hey, so Lynn, I know like you started young with this. You began to get messages and feel that you were a little different at the tender age of 10.
Yes.
So how did that affect you at that young age, and were you worried about being different?
Well, I'll tell you, I really kind of kept it within, you know. I did feel odd man out, basically, and I am writing a book about it. It's it all started, I have to really tell you the real age of it, really, that I really know that it all came about, was at the age of 4.
Wow.
When there was a bolt of lightning that struck in our backyard, and when I saw that, I saw a flash, and I work a lot with angels also, and I really felt that I saw like an angel, and here I am 4 years old, but then I guess I just put that behind me and carried on with my life, you know, and just felt going through school that I was just like kind of different, you know, always wanted to give love to everybody, you know, that's my biggest thing. I wanted
that's
to just, you know,
thing.
Give love and help people. And this is, you know, at the tender age of probably like about 9 or 10 years old. And as the years progressed, you know, I just, you know, thought it was just how I was, you know, but, my mom also has the gift, or had the gift basically. And, she used to have seizures. And I remember at 14 years old, I used to, help help, you know, hold her down and everything. And when that happened, she would come about and come awake, and she would say to me, Lynn, do you see them behind you? Do you see them behind you? And I didn't understand what she was really talking. I felt an energy behind me, but I really didn't know. So my mom did see spirit also. I just don't think, coming from like an Irish Catholic family, that she kind of was allowed to even
think
about that.
Right, she just like wouldn't accept that and
go
there.
Yeah. So I knew it started, and, you know, as the years, again, progressed, I knew that there was something going on. There was a gift of some kind coming my way. I was hearing things. I was seeing things. I was premonishing things. I premonished 9/11 2 weeks before it had happened. And that's one of a strong sense. But just rolling back just a little, 13 years ago, well, first of all, I did work for the airlines, so that also had a part of it. I had wings. I was close to the heavens. I still wasn't getting it that I needed to get out there and help people. So basically, I was working for the airlines the day of 9/11, and 13 years ago before that, you know, I mean 13 years ago, a year before that happened, 13 mm-hmm. years ago, my husband had taken his life.
Oh, my goodness, Lynn.
Yes, and that was like the catapult. That was when I knew that I had to get out there and help those who needed healing, to let them know that their loved ones are right here with us. They're all here with us. And that's what started, and that was a domino effect. And then of course, 9/11, you know, I was landing in Istanbul, and I had some friends with me, and I kept saying, I fear for the United States. And they looked at me like I had three heads, you know, but I just felt an uneasiness.
So you were feeling something was
exactly,
going on. And
exactly.
Here you are in Istanbul, of all places.
Exactly.
Across all the way, halfway around
the
world.
Can you imagine? And I just feared. As soon as I was landing in that country, I was just feeling different. So after that had happened, you know, we came home. And the day before 9/11, and I share this story only because it's just so right to my eyes, you know. I was going down to Dallas for a meeting with the airlines, and I was meeting with managers from Washington and managers from Boston. And I was flying over the Statue of Liberty to go down to Dallas. As I was flying over the Statue of Liberty, in my mind's eye, I just felt, you know, something's not right here. I said, I would hate to see anything ever happen to the Statue of Liberty. And, of course, the next day, here I am with, you know, people from both places where these planes had taken off from. And there we were. And there's no coincidences in life. There's mm-hmm. no coincidences in life whatsoever. I believe we're all put where we need to be at every minute that we live, you know. And then it went on from there. And then I got out, and, you know, I've really, it's been like just a word-of-mouth domino effect. On and on and on and on, and it's growing, and I thank God it's growing, because you know what, a lot of healings have been going on, a lot of beautiful loving messages and healings, you
it's
know
it's nice, so. Lynn, and look what all you've been able to do for the people that you've worked with.
Oh, and I tell you, I have met the most beautiful people. I had a beautiful lady last night. I mean, and the messages that come through were just so sincere. I am, you know, I'm an evidential medium, so I really ask Spirit, my guides, to please come through with validating messages, you know, and they come through a lot of times with the names. They're very strong with names, not even initials. They come right out with the names. I had Stanislaus the other day come right through. So, I mean, it's not just your John and Mary kind of name. It's like, well, you know.
What was that name again?
Stanislaus.
Wow, that is quite,
In fact,
you don't hear that every day.
The woman next to me was her husband, and she almost fell off the seat. it was funny. But, you know, there's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of happiness. There's a lot of healing. And I will bring this to your attention. I had just done an angel event out in Kansas City in June. And I know you communicate with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I communicated with four different horses.
Oh, wonderful, Lynn.
Need not, they gave me their exact name. And I saw them in your description of how I gave it to the owners, and the four owners came up and validated it. And this is four different people in an audience of about 300. So it's awesome when you communicate with animals.
Thank you. Horses have such a powerful energy field.
Oh my God, it was awesome. But and I did you did come to my mind and thought when I was connecting with them because I thought of you because you do such a beautiful, you know, healing and, you know, and helping these people, you know, because people don't really realize that animals are just like people. They're like our loved ones. They're like our children, you know, and they mean so much to people. And just to know that they're okay and they're at peace and thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's so interesting because I think more and more people are recognizing that. Mm-hmm. And there's actually, in fact, I'm going to have a gal on later this year who does grief support for people who have lost their animals because, like you said, Lynn, I mean, it's like losing a child for some people.
It's just, I mean, there are people who just don't have children. Their animals are their children. And let me tell you, I worked with flight attendants, and let me tell you, a lot of flight attendants are very close because they don't have children because they, you know, they're
right,
flying.
Right, they're flying.
And so many of them, over the course of the years, lost different animals, and they would come to me. And this is before they even know what I did or anything, and they said, just help me with this. I can't believe, you know, my cat. And so you know, they're very special, just like children. So I totally, you know.
And sometimes it's harder for people because other people who are not animal people don't get it.
Exactly.
So they, you know, in their mind, they're going, well, it's just a cat.
Yeah.
You know, which is just so painful for somebody, you know. And so it's hard, and they don't have the freedom to talk about it.
Right.
You know, and get that support. So, yeah, you know, Lynn.
Right. Yeah. So it's definitely, it's just awesome. It's just awesome. I got a cute little story to tell you, and I don't know, it's really, and I tell this story a lot of my group readings and stuff, and I say that I was with a group of about 20 ladies and men one day, and I kept hearing the name of Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Now, Bubbles. So I connected with the energy and the vibration of this fish. Now, I don't know if you ever connected with the fish, but I connected with the fish, and it was the most bizarre thing. And I saw this little goldfish, and I saw this little goldfish in this little, you know, container-like, and I had to ask. I said, this fish described, sounds bizarre, but described the whole scenario of how it came to where it went. So that it was won at a fair, that it was brought home, and 3 days later, it was in the toilet, basically, because it passed. But I asked, and sure enough, this woman, you know, stood up, and the most bizarre thing about it was that it flipped out, the fish flipped out of the container 3 times. Okay, so I described all this, and this woman raises her hand. Now, I thought this was crazy, and she says, that was me, and she said, we purchased it at the fair. And I says, yes, that's true, and I says, and talking about, she says, it kept flipping out because it was such a low bowl that it kept, jumping out.
Jumping
I guess they
out.
Had it, and 3 times, yes, that was, so this fish was coming through and validating a reading, and that was one of the most bizarre readings I have ever had.
So she had flushed it, huh?
Yeah, well, the dad did.
Oh.
And why she was so familiar is it really was one of her own, only animals she's ever, well,
oh, my
animal,
goodness, so it made a very big impression on her.
And so when I said, that Bubbles is okay, Bubbles is fine, Bubbles is, you know, with all the other fish, don't worry. She says, you know what, since I was a little girl, I always thought of that fish, and I always remembered the traumatic, you know, situation of it going down the toilet, because she watched her father flush it down the toilet.
Oh, my goodness, so she held on to that.
She held on to that all this. So she said to me, you really helped me, you really healed that inner child thing that I had, you know, had all my life. So thank you. Now she could move on. I said, wow, a fish? But that's what I'm saying.
It is. It is.
You never know.
And it really, and particularly when children are little.
Yes. You know, very impressionable. Yes.
Exactly, Linda.
Exactly.
It is so impressionable. And something like that can really be traumatic.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Now you would think, I mean, I remember my dad flushing many a fish down the toilet, you know, that we had fish flying out of the things and landing across the whole room. I don't know what kind of fish they were, but I remember that as a kid. But
they were
I don't
trying to get away.
It, you know,
your father had a reputation.
he had a good reputation between fishes and dogs. I don't know. He had taken my little dog Peppy once, and my husband, when we were seeing each other's, you know, girlfriend and boyfriend, bought me a dog, and I was allowed to have it 2 days, and my father said, nope, that's it. I'm bringing the dog to somebody who's really going to take care of it, you know, and to this day, I always said, oh, I don't think so, you know, but I think he did. I think he did, and I you know, I've never connected with this dog, but who knows?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking even for your dad, fish were different than dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The best thing was when they came flying out. You know, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden it comes flying out of the room and lands on the, you know, we're sitting on the couch, lands on the floor. And
that's wild. I didn't think they could jump that far.
Neither did I. And it happened a lot, you know, and it kind of scared the heck out of me, you know. I was like, what the heck? I walk around and this fish comes flying. But again, you know, I don't know. What he never had a cover on it, and he had all different fish in this tank, so, you know.
Yeah.
They did, and it was small. It was, again, small. I guess similar to, like, this young lady's, you know. But that was funny. But, yeah, so that's one of my bizarre stories.
Yeah, but I love that.
Yeah, isn't that so cool how it explained how the energy of this fish, like, I saw the whole scenario. And then I said, now nobody's going to answer to this. Three times, sure enough.
Yeah, but, you know, that was the key, Lynn, because obviously fish do this more than we knew.
Yep.
And so a lot of people would have had fish jumping out, but no, how many have them three times?
Three. It was three exact times, I said to her. Three times.
Yeah.
So that's two, you know. So, you know, I don't know what I didn't know they could either, but once I saw it in my house and then it came to me. First I sort of think, could it be me? But no, it wasn't in like a little cup. It was in a big tin.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Lynn, because I do the same thing. I'll get something that is similar to an experience that I have, and then I do the same thing, Lynn. I always ask, is this mine or is this, you know, the
somebody
person?
Somebody else's.
Yeah.
Yes. And I get that, you know, I do teach psychic development class, and I get that a lot when, you know, they ask me, well, is this really me talking, or is this really spirit coming through? And I said, just trust. That's the biggest thing. You trust, and it'll all come the way it needs to come. So.
But it is such a hard question because, and you know, as you teach and you know, we know it's so subtle.
Yes.
It's so subtle, and a lot of times it feels like it's just your imagination.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But that's how spirit works.
Sure. No, definitely. And that's how it comes. And the messages are so, you know, crazy.
Yeah. That's another test that I always give myself too, Lynn. I always say, is this something that I would have come up with myself?
Right.
And if
right.
the answer is no.
No.
Then I know this wasn't coming from me.
No. I would like to share a story real quick, Jackie.
Sure.
Because it's a story of basically of a manifestation and of
Well, do we have time, Gil, before the commercial break? For okay, go ahead, Lynn.
Okay, real quick. So I go down to South Carolina a lot to an Indian reservation, Pine Ridge, where a wounded knee had occurred. And one of my master teachers is Chief Oliver Red Cloud. And before I left last August, I stated to my guides, I want to make sure that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So I want a sign from Chief Oliver Red Cloud or something about Red Cloud down in South Dakota. So long story, you know, I was a skeptic myself, and you know, making sure this is what I need to do, and making sure that he was one of my master teachers. So we go down there. I was with a bunch of friends, and we're up on by the cemetery. And all of a sudden, now my friends don't know I requested this. Out of the blue comes this truck. The pickup truck comes out of the blue, comes up the mountain, gets out of his truck, and this gentleman gets out. But just rewind 1 second. We were supposed to fly there the day before, but the flights were so jammed, we said, we'll drive. So we were a day late.
Okay.
We were a day late to be where we were. So this gentleman gets out, and he comes over to my two friends and says, hi, my name is James Red Cloud.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Now, I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, that is my validation. I guess this is what I'm supposed to do. Manifestation, I believe it. Sure enough, I went over to him, and I said, what an honor and a pleasure. Your great-great-great-grandfather is one of my spiritual teachers, and I was going on and on. And he said, oh, well, come, I'm going to the homestead now.
Oh, my gosh, Lynn, what a great thing.
This man took us to the homestead. I met the 95-year-old great-great-great-grandson of my master teacher, Chief Oliver Red Cloud, the fourth, I think it was. And I walked in, and up on the wall of this real disheveled house was pictures of all the different chiefs. And I was honored to meet this man. I sat and talked with him, and I said, if you want to manifest something, or you really, you know, aren't sure of something, you put it out there, and I'm telling you, it came back tenfold. And I just had to share that story about to tell people, you know, just manifest what you want, because it will happen.
Yeah, and to manifest, all you do is ask.
Just ask. People don't know that. Just ask.
Yeah, just ask.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yep, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. That's we're going to have to take a break here.
And then we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back with Lynn Van Praagh-Garten, and we're having so much fun telling all kinds of great stories. But I want to remind everybody, you know, call in this morning, 2 for the price of 1 here. You can have a free reading. Lynn and I are both here, so it's not every day you get 2 mediums who are at your beck and call. And the number here is 717-637-0052. And remember, you can call in any Tuesday morning during my show for free readings. So, hey, Lynn, we've been having so much fun with your stories, and I'm so anxious to see your book when you get that pulled together. So what else do you have to tell us?
Okay, so I am doing a lot of work all over the country, basically. I do a lot of work out in Colorado. I do events out there. And on Long Island in New York, I do a lot of, of course, you know, gallery readings, group readings, private readings, restaurants. You know, I'm all over the place. You know, I'm there to, and I know spirit puts me where I need to be. So I'm there just to, you know, to just give some healing messages of love and of healing. You know, again, like I had said before, and just to let them know that their loved ones are really just right here with us. They're here.
I know, and I think that is the most comforting message that we can give people, to let them know that they are always with them.
Yes. You know, I do have one other quick story I'd love to share.
Sure.
I had parents. I work a lot with parents who have lost children, and I have had, you know, parents come to me and everything else, but I did have a most beautiful message for one of the parents. I had a mom and dad come to me, and they had lost their son in a car accident, and you know, avid baseball player, you know, loved the baseball, you know, just the whole thing about it. Well, he came through, of course, with a baseball cap,
mm-hmm.
and he came through a uniform per se, and came through with, you know, he can play with any players he wants, you know, Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra.
He's
in a stadium, you know, similar to like Field of Dreams, I would believe it would be. And I said to his dad, I said, but I don't know why he's talking about the left-hand corner of the Philadelphia Phillies, right? That's
mm-hmm.
the Phillies,
yep,
yeah.
Because
it was in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia Phillies Stadium. And the dad, looked at me, and I said, there's something very significant about the left-hand corner of the Philadelphia Phillies Stadium. Well, long story short, the dad had gone to the Philadelphia Phillies Stadium, you know, before this had come about, and he had placed his ashes in the corner of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, so he actually, they let him come on the field and do that.
Yeah, well, I don't know how that all happened.
Or, okay,
I don't know
if he just maybe he just sprinkled them down from
I don't know if he was actually on the field, but he might have been in the left-hand corner, but who knows?
Well,
what a
really nice tribute to somebody who loved baseball.
But isn't that awesome how his son came through
and
just mentioned, and he was very exact. Very, very specific, and the left-hand corner of that baseball stadium, and that was another touching story, and one of my most touching stories was a gentleman who I had done a group reading in New Jersey for, and he came in as skeptical as can be, and let me tell you, his dad came through with flying colors, with validations that nobody would believe, and he was sitting there in awe, and the dad, of course, came through, and it was talking about love, because it's all about love on the
mm-hmm.
other side, and talking about how he didn't practice what he's learning now,
right.
And the man was in tears. Well, he was so taken back that I found out he lives on Long Island by me. And they booked a gathering, and he said to me, I have to tell you something. I saw you 3 months ago. You have changed my life.
Wow.
And, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's not about the money. It's not about the ego. It's not about anything like that. It's about the message, you know, that here, who am I? You know, that is the highest high. And I'm sure you get that, too.
Yeah.
Where you say, somebody said to you, you know what? You really have changed my life. Or to know that my loved ones are here. To know, you know, that, you know, I did the right thing and stuff like that. And it's just so, so important. And that's so, so how I work. That's how I work, you know.
And sometimes it can be the littlest thing, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this comes out of your mouth and inside you're thinking, well, I can't imagine that that's very significant. And the person's like, oh, my God.
Yes. You yourself think, I have to say this? You know, how am I going to say this? And when you come out and say it, it's like, whoa, it hits like, boom, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I have learned that whatever you get, give.
Exactly. Don't question it.
Yeah,
trust.
Don't censor it. Don't try to, you know, figure it out.
Right.
Just, you know, like you said, Lynn, we're just the messenger.
Exactly.
It comes through. I look
right
at it sort of like it's just going through me and going out. But, hey, I love that story about how he gets to play with all the famous baseball
players. Isn't that so cool? He showed me on this beautiful, the most perfect stadium, of course, and he's there, and he's playing with all the well-known major league people.
I always tell people, you know, that's what heaven is. It's the most wonderful thing that you could imagine. And for this young man, it was he's playing baseball with all the baseball greats.
Yep, that was his dream.
Yeah.
That was his dream. Yeah. And it's funny, it's like, it kind of like, because I feel the dreams in a way. So I could see where the gentleman who wrote that movie really,
yeah,
you know,
came up with that.
But when he came through with that, you know, and I get a lot with children who are, you know, buried in their uniforms too. They come through that way also. It's really wild how they show me, you know, that they were buried in their uniforms because they just love like a certain sport
so
much. Yeah,
that meant so much to them. You know, but that whole concept of heaven, because you know how people will say, oh, it's just sitting on clouds. And I say, no, it's, and that's a perfect example. And I have that with the animals, you know, with animals that have passed, you know, my one dog, I've told this story before, but, you know, I connected with her the next day and she's running in a field and she's playing Frisbee.
Oh, see?
Yeah, and I said to her, well, who's throwing the Frisbees?
Oh,
and she's
see?
Like, they're just everywhere.
They're just floating in the air and they're just catching them.
Yeah, so. But you know, and so I remind people that, you know, that's what heaven is. It's what is special for you.
Yes, no, definitely. It's just the most perfect place with the most beautiful, vibrant colors. And I tell them it's not colors like we see. And me and my stories, but I do have one. I did have a friend who 2 years ago had flatlined, and she came back, and she said, Lynn, can I talk to you? I want to talk to you about a couple of things. I said, well, of course. And she said, she goes, you know, I'm not afraid to die. I'm really not afraid to die. And I said, well, can you explain that? And she said, I was laying there, suspended in midair in a euphoric state, and the music was beautiful. The colors were the most vibrant colors that you don't see those colors here on Earth. They're just piercing. And she said, and my family was up in the corner on bleachers. Why, I don't know, bleachers, but
uh-huh.
She said bleachers. Now, her daughter was getting married in 6 months. So she said she knew that, but that wasn't like of importance where she was. She just didn't want to come back to the dense Earth. She wanted to stay where she was. She loved where she was.
Yeah.
It was the most peaceful, calming, euphoric state. And she came back, and she got all her daughter's things together, and she got everything for the wedding together, and everything was fine. And sure enough, 2 months later, she passed before the wedding.
Oh, my and gosh. She, so she came back she to came take
back
care
to,
of those things.
Exactly. Take care of unfinished business that was here. Did what she had to do, but also to bring the message forth that, and this is actual, that it's the most beautiful, beautiful place you could ever, you can't even imagine the intensity of where this is.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's just unbelievable. So I love to share that because I love, again, to tell people that, you know, who want to know where their loved ones are, you know, and that they're in a good place and they're in fields of heather and they're okay. they're okay, you know? They are okay, you know? They're at peace.
I'm sure it's even hard for people who have gone through that experience to even find the words.
Right.
You know, exactly. to try to convey that
right.
to people that are still
to
here.
Because I can't even explain to you. But this is, like in layman's term, how she was telling me.
Yeah.
She said, I just did not want to come back. I was where I needed to be.
And I love you sharing that, Lynn, because I think, you know, that's such a big fear for people when they are getting close to that time in their life when they're going to transition. And then the fear comes thing like, okay, what is it really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen? And am I going to see anybody?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's so nice to have somebody, you know, that you have that story of somebody who can tell you, look, I was there.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And I think that's God's way of giving us the preview.
Exactly. Yeah. She didn't even really see the whole gamut.
Right,
you know?
Right.
She just had a preview.
Right, but she saw enough, and then they were like, no, this isn't your time yet.
Right, exactly, exactly. It's just so cool, you know? It was just so cool, you know? And I was so, you know, honored for her to come to come and share that with me so I can share that with the world. And I share that story with almost every gallery reading I do, you know.
Oh, I think that's so great.
Because
that's the biggest thing. You know, this whole fear thing is the biggest thing. And you and I both know the first question people say to me is, you know, is he okay?
Right.
You know, I always, inside, I smile at that because I'm like, how could you not be okay?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, my goodness, yes.
But you know, that's people's concern.
They don't know.
Okay. All right. So Gil's telling me we're winding down here.
Okay.
So Lynn, so we don't miss out here, I want you to please tell people how they can get in touch with you and tell them about this great event you have coming up in Pennsylvania that's not very far away.
Thank you, Jackie. Yes, I will be doing an event with Vernalisa in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania. Information is on my website. It'll be this Sunday. From 1 to 3, it will be gallery readings, messages of love and healing. And you also can, I'm on Facebook, of course, you know, Lynn Van Prague-Gratton. Come join me. We have great posts, great things going on. I also have a website, LynnVanPrague-Gratton.com. And also my email is spiritsconnect@VanPrague-Gratton.com. And if you need to spell Van Prague, I will tell you.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes. It would be V-A-N, capital P for Peter, R-A-A-G-H, dash Grattan, G-R-A-T-T-O-N. And we'd love to have you join us on my Facebook page. We have a great time there and a lot of time special posts there for people who just need that for that special saying on that, you know, on that day that they're not having a good time.
Yeah, and you know what, Lynn? I'm just going to tell everybody, if they have a chance to come out and see you and Vernalisa is also fabulous.
Yes.
So there would be two fabulous mediums, and that would be a great afternoon for people. So take advantage of that.
Yes, it'll be a dynamic duo for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Full of energy, that's for sure.
Yeah, because if they think that you're full of energy here on the radio, they should see you in person,
Lynn. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Okay, well, I want to give a very big thank you to Lynn Van Prague-Gratton for joining us this morning. She was just delightful.
Thank you, Jackie, so much. Thank you.
Okay, Lynn, and hopefully maybe you'll come back and join us again later.
I sure will. Thanks again, Jackie,
for everything. Okay, all righty, bye-bye. All right, well, everybody, I have a treat for you next week. I have, you know how we talk to spirit and animals? Well, next week we're going to be having a guest who's going to talk to us about the human spirit. Amy Tyrion is going to be joining us, and Amy is a speaker, author, and the founder of Delight for the Soul. So she combines her 10-year change management consulting career with her personal yoga practice and a lifetime love of dance and creativity of the arts. And she does retreats for women that are just so relaxing and rejuvenating, and it's just wonderful. She's one of 16 women, inspiring women, that were profiled nationally in a mini documentary series on inner beauty that was produced by Elizabeth Arden. So I'm looking forward to having her coming on with us next week. So a little boost to our human spirit. So as you know, I love sharing different perspectives of my guests every week, particularly my fellow mediums. So I encourage people to find the person you're most comfortable with if you want a reading. And, you know, make sure, you know, that you, you know, find somebody who gives you that comfort and guidance. And it's always nice for me to meet our listeners. And for information about readings with me, please visit my website at www.jacquielebeau.com. That's JacquieLebeau.com. Or call my office at 717-968-5289. So I'm available for in-person phone or group readings. I have offices in Hanover and or York, so I'm very easy to find. I also have an event coming up where I'll be speaking at the Hanover YWCA for a wonderful group called Women for Women. So I'll be there Tuesday, August 20th from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And I'll be talking about my life as a psychic medium and animal communicator, and we'll be doing a free group reading that evening. So it's a free event. It's a wonderful organization. So come out and join us if you'd like to find out more. They have a website, Women for Women, PA, and that's women for the number four, womenpa.com. And you can also contact Kim Goff, who's the founder, and her email is Kim at goffweb1.com. That's G-O-F-F, web1, the number one, .com. So that'll be a fun evening and another chance to get to know me and get to be there and have a free reading. So I'm looking forward to that at the Hanover YWCA.